from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Burkina Faso's government says the military general who led the recent short-lived coup has sought protection in a foreign embassy. It comes a day after the army opened fire on his supporters and the presidential guard to force them to disarm. In a communique Wednesday, the government said negotiations are underway for General Gilbert Diendéré to give himself up. He told the Associated Press he's willing to turn himself over to face justice. He added that he wants Burkina Faso to resolve its crisis through dialogue. He said he was in Ouagadougou, the capital, but would not say where, and he handed back power on September 23rd to a transitional government. An alleged Islamist radical accused of helping destroy historic buildings in Mali made his first appearance at the International Criminal Court Wednesday. During a brief hearing, Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi confirmed his identity but declined to make a statement. ICC prosecutors say Al-Mahdi directed or took part in attacks that demolished 9 historic mausoleums and a mosque in the city of Timbuktu during June and July of 2012. Islamist militants took power in most of northern Mali earlier that year. Prosecutors say Al-Mahdi was a member of the Ansar Dine militant group and was an active personality in the occupation of Timbuktu. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Wednesday that the country's air force had begun striking Islamic State militants in Syria, targeting military equipment, communication facilities, and arms depot. Earlier Wednesday, the Russian parliament gave President Vladimir Putin its unanimous backing to launch airstrikes in Syria. However, they sought to downplay that decision. VOA News. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up their biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway near the northern city's airport, where government forces retreated, highlighting the challenge the militants pose after their capture of Kunduz. Meanwhile, people living in the city are evacuating after a third day of heavy fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents. Afghan lawmakers earlier called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign on Wednesday over his government's shameful handling of the battle for Kunduz. Outside the building, but within parliament grounds, female lawmakers gathered to support the call. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, "We don't want to hear lies anymore. The government keeps telling us that we're sending troops, but it's almost 72 hours that people inside the city have been suffering from a lack of food and water and electricity. Children and women are dying inside the city because of hunger." The Afghan army was supposed to be bolstered by its own reinforcements for the campaign to retake Kunduz, but attacks on convoys making their way to the city meant that backup troops were only trickling in. Europe's migrant crisis was set to be in focus at the UN Wednesday, with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon seeking to muster a global response to the exodus of vast numbers of people from Syria and elsewhere. The UN chief opened the General Assembly in New York this week with a call to Europe to do more, as well as appealing to the international community to tackle the source of the problem. An Indian court sentenced 5 men to death Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people. Another 7 people were found guilty of involvement in the attacks in India's financial capital and were sentenced to life imprisonment. In all, 12 men were convicted of murder, conspiracy, and waging war against the country. Meanwhile, the defense lawyer, Wahab Khan, said all 12 will appeal the verdict. This is defense lawyer Yug Mohit Chowdhury.
The evidence in this case is shoddy, to say the least. It's not fit for conviction, let alone a death sentence.
The bombs were packed into pressure cookers and then placed in bags, as well as hidden under newspapers and umbrellas in the trains. Joaquin, formerly a tropical storm, is now strengthened into the third hurricane of the 2015 Atlantic season. That's according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center Wednesday. Joaquin is now a Category 1 hurricane located about 395 kilometers east-northeast of the central Bahamas, with maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.